Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
A place that has the appeal of a used Dennis Rodman condom to Jesus.
Imus. Morning. Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. That's the second hour. Jim, we made an hour go away.
I was addicted, man.
You are tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm your host for the next hour now, along with Jim Duffy of Take Note Computer Consulting, comedian extraordinaire. And our producer, Molly, is sitting there waiting for your calls.
Aren't you supposed to say the lovely and talented Molly?
The lovely and talented Molly.
Brownie points.
Our numbers are 800-850, star at 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, and pound at 50 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. And Computers 99 is brought to you by Bell South Mobility DCS. Call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get unlimited incoming calls. Also brought to you by Mindspring at 1-888-MSpring or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. Brought to you also by Computer Exchange, with two area locations, one at Crossroads Shopping Center in Cary and in Raleigh in the North Hills Plaza across from North Hills Mall. And this hour, we're going to start with a bang, because online we have Terry Schultz. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Amnon and Jim.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
We all are fine. How y'all?
We're fine here in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Y'all talk funny.
Terry, we are having, I guess, another job fair here in the Triangle area.
Absolutely, the RTT High Tech Career Fair.
Coming up tomorrow.
Coming up tomorrow at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel.
And this is, you're doing it quite a few times a year. Is there something unique about this one now?
There is. We're here four times a year. This one coming up is pretty interesting. Two-thirds of the companies are all telecom companies, and the rest are hardware and hardware manufacturers. We don't have consulting firms per se, so here's an opportunity for people to talk to the companies directly.
And these companies are offering local opportunities?
In fact, really 90% of the positions I was going through and just kind of taking a look are local. There are some other opportunities if someone's interested, but for the most part, these are local opportunities.
Okay. Now, if I'm a graduate student, is this a place for me to go, or are they looking for more experience?
Well, we only, out of all the companies, there's only one that specified no entry level. Although I will say, when you go online and you look at the positions these companies are trying to fill, it's incredible. I would say this is probably the highest end high-tech career fair we've had this year. When you look at the positions they're looking for, just to give you a couple examples real quickly, VP Strategy Business Development, Director of Handset Technology and Design, Senior Object-Oriented Software Engineers. It's very, very heavy engineering side. So they really are looking for people that have at least 3 years experience. But there are a couple of companies that are looking for entry level as well.
Can you give us an idea what companies will be at the fair?
The ones that will be represented.
What kind of employment are they offering? I mean,
okay.
Go ahead, then. Okay. And here is your chance to...
here's their opportunity.
Their opportunity.
That's right. We've got ABB Energy. They're looking for some senior software engineers, application engineers, project managers. Bell Atlantic Mobile, looking for a manager of their RF system design division, real estate and zoning manager. Broadband Technologies. Interesting company. They're offering stock options and some other interesting things to bring people on board. They're looking for senior ATM software engineers, manufacturing industrial engineers, tool development, senior test engineers for telephony access products. Cisco Systems, which is a fabulous company. They're looking for inside sales account managers on one side, you know, and then on the other side they're looking for tools automation engineers and network consulting engineers. We've got EDS, a lot of local opportunities looking for Java developers, COBOL, DB2, C++, Oracle developers. Then Ferguson, PIC programmers. We've got General Dynamics, communications, software engineers, network security, network architects. And then we have Intel, which is really exciting. We're really glad they're here. They're looking for some design automation people, design test engineers, graphic architects, intermediate communications, operations supervisors. You can see these are really high-end positions.
Yeah, and this is very rounded also as far as the scope of companies.
Oh.
That's very nice.
Yeah, we have, there's Lockheed with electronic warfare engineers, stability and control engineers, wiring and harness designers, and you've got Lucent Technologies, Nortel, Productivity Point, ReadyCom, U.S. LetCorp, and so that's why I say, yeah, they're very high-end positions.
Okay, I'm sold. Now,
okay.
If I want to go.
Okay.
How much?
There's no charge to get in. You just need to bring a resume.
Is a pocket protector required to get in the front door?
Absolutely. If you don't have one, we'll give you one.
GeekFest 99. No.
Absolutely. We'll take care of it. If you don't look the part, we'll help you dress it.
So how should you prepare your resume?
Well, there are a couple things I recommend. First, go online, take a look at the companies. You can go to one-jobs.com and take a look at the companies that are going to be present at the event. It also lists some of the positions they're currently recruiting for, has hyperlinks to their website, excuse me, so you can see a little bit more about the company, if that's the kind of company, the culture that you're interested in. So then as you are preparing your resume, be sure to put in the buzzwords. You know, we all know that. Take a look at the newspapers. See what kind of terminology that they're using in their ads. Look here online to see what kind of terminology they're using. That's what they're looking for. If you've been involved in any projects, been a project manager, bring a short synopsis of some of those projects, because there are a lot of folks here looking for project managers. So come prepared. Then when you get to the career fair, we'll also give you a directory of the companies, which gives you a little bit more information once you get there. Be sure to dress the part. This is your first interview with the company and first impression, so those pocket protectors are very important.
Tape on the glasses.
That's right.
All right, people, you heard it. You have to mention 850 in there. That's the buzz.
That's right.
So that's the buzzword. Are they going to be hiring people right there and then? Are they going to be the people who make decisions about hiring at the fair?
Well, that's what's interesting about these not being consulting firms at the career fair. These are the actual companies.
Mm-hmm.
So they will... they will have hiring managers there, as well as some of their engineers and MIS people, so they can go ahead and do initial interviews. I would be real surprised with the fact that these are companies and will have hiring managers there, that offers aren't made there on the spot.
Okay. Now, if I'm currently employed as an engineer, is it worth my time to come and talk with these companies, since they are they are high level and there is no consulting, so it addresses me as an engineer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know, for most engineers, especially ones that are gainfully employed, it's difficult for them to get out and find out, you know, what else is out there, what other kind of benefits packages are available to me, and so forth. So here's an opportunity to take a look at some of the top companies in the country and see what kind of compensation packages they're offering for someone in my position.
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe I'm more of a, you know, a new you know, entry level test engineer, and I'm looking to move up into a senior position. This is a great opportunity to do that.
Okay, and if I like to sleep on Monday and I don't get out,
uh-huh.
but I want to get that resume out there,
uh-huh.
How can I do it? I'm sure there's a way.
There is. Go to one-jobs.com. That's our internet recruitment website. You can go there. That's where all the companies are posted. You can send your resume to them directly, or you can go ahead and post it online. And we do have it where you can set up your own search agents. And those search agents will go out daily and look for new positions that come available that meet my criteria as a candidate. So it's a great resource.
Okay, and if I am going out there and posting my resume, how secured is it? I mean, is everybody else going to be able to see it?
No, you have that option. We do have confidential posting where your contact information, you can leave that confidential. And if, say, Cisco is doing a search and your resume pops up, they can only see, you know, what you've made available to them on the resume. Some people even leave off their last position to make it really secure. So you have a lot of options there.
Okay.
Very flexible.
How about advice on wearing a disguise? So if other employers are there, they don't know I'm looking for a job.
Don't laugh. That happens.
I'm in the Blues Brothers band. I'm looking for a high-tech job. This isn't what I really look like.
Well, actually, we really do have that happen. We've had people come in sunglasses.
It's like you're indoors, man.
I swear to you. We've even had people come, which we're happy to do, that come to the registration counter and say that they want to talk to a particular company but don't want to go in. So we'll grab a recruiter in one of the hiring managers.
I wasn't here, man. You never saw me.
My name is George Smith, but please put Mike on my name tag.
Will this thing be videotaped, man? Because like, my boss would find the tape, man. I can't be seen here, man.
It's true. The purple hairs come out.
The job police will be here, man. They know I'm here. It's my lunch break. I only got so much time. Can you give me a burger to take back to work? So it looks like I went out to lunch.
And we'll do that too.
You give away a free Wendy's bag to everybody. Here, take it back. It looks like you went to lunch.
That's right.
Here, you have a McDonald's one. You have a Subway. Here, we'll mix them up. No one will know where you were.
Amnon's always getting us in trouble something way or another. Thanks, Amnon. Where did you find Jim?
Jim and me go long time. Jim is a great guy. Yeah, it's a lot of life.
Quality advice I'm giving here.
Yeah.
Make sure you bring back a bag. Looks like you went somewhere. Like, and smear some ketchup on your shirt when you get back. Yeah, I went to lunch, really. That's where I was. I got ketchup on my shirt.
Oh, he's looking for a job.
I can understand.
You did mention something about a VP. Now, you know, that would be my level.
That would be it.
I'm ready. I'll go right into management.
Oh.
Come on out.
No time for geeks. I go right to the top.
Come out and we'll fix you up.
So that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Another interesting thing about this one, we've got Global Knowledge that will be presenting a couple of seminars. There's no charge to attend. The first one is at 10 a.m. The second one's at 3 p.m. And the seminar is Why Converging Voice and Data Will Rule Tomorrow's Economy. And it's being presented by David Mantica. He's the WAN product line manager with Global Knowledge. Because we have a heavy telecom focus here, they wanted to see something like that. So that should be interesting as well.
So that's at 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And 3 o'clock. And the career fair runs from 11 until 2 and 4 until 7. Okay. Jim, what time were you going to be there?
I'll be in the big purple wig. Actually, I'll have the rainbow wig on, holding up a sign that says John 3:17.
We'll be looking for you.
That'll be me.
I'm looking for
a VP job.
We'll be looking for you. We'll have it all set up.
Oh, I'm sure
we'll
you will.
We'll have a little interview room just for you.
Here's one with rubber walls. That's this right. will be and fine you, for you.
And you just stay and wait, and we'll send someone in.
Have your medication ready. We'll be there to help you.
Absolutely. That's the business we're in.
Yeah. Now, did you think you're going to get this time of the morning when you called in?
No.
She was expecting entertainment. Instead, she got slammed.
I got slammed up.
Whammo.
Oh.
I love this business.
This is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it. The RTP Sheraton Imperial.
Correct.
And at Pedro the 940. Tomorrow, starting at 10, we have the free seminar. And then 11 till 2, the fair. At 3 o'clock, we have the seminar again for people that couldn't make it in the morning, maybe sleeping in.
Or want to catch it again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can catch it again, absolutely, to get reinforced. And then 4 to 7, the fair is going on.
Correct.
All right. Great.
Now, thanks, you do realize the real geeks will have, like, a Palm Pilot and infrared the resume across the room. I was never in the room, really. I wasn't. I infrared it across. I never went to their booth.
A little printer hanging off their neck. I could tell you stories about that, but I won't right now.
Cordless.
That's right.
All right. Dave, thank you very much.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
And that was good. Your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.
850 The Buzz. Visit our website. Download the Pamela video for free. Not 850thebuzz.com.
Hey, welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell cell phone, Bell DCS phone, #50 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls. Talk about calls. Let's go directly to the phones. Very patiently waiting is Eddie and Carrie. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My first question is, I currently have a peer-to-peer network with three computers in my house. And I upgraded to Windows 2nd Edition so that I could use one ISP and still use the three computers on the Internet.
How are you using a proxy?
Yes, I think that's what it uses.
Okay.
But it's built into Windows 2nd Edition. My question is I want to go ahead and get a DSL line.
Yeah.
And they're all telling me that I can't do that with DSL.
I think you can. I'm not sure about this, but I'll tell you who to call.
Okay.
Pete.
I'm sorry?
Call Pete.
Pete?
Pete at 772-4999.
999, okay.
Yeah, and talk to Pete about it.
Okay.
Because I know he did it.
Okay.
He's doing it, and he
let
somebody else do it.
They're telling me that for to get the residential pricing, I can only use one computer.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Okay.
That's correct. That's what they're supposed to tell you. But I think there's a way around it.
Okay. Because I can't picture using any more bandwidth or anything. It's whatever bandwidth you subscribe to. So.
That's correct.
Okay, my second question is, I've been checking out your web-based training on Delta Force.
Yeah.
Have been very interested in taking some of that. My question concerned is, I'm getting old and can't remember stuff like I used to. Is there any reference, like a book, that you would recommend to go along with the training classes?
No. No, there's nothing. Why do you need a book?
Well, I'm assuming that once my subscription runs out or whatever, that the material's not available anymore. And, you know, with a book, you can always go back and look it up again or whatever.
I'm changing the thing. It's going to be a yearly thing. I'm not going to do the monthly anymore.
Well, yeah, I saw the yearly on there.
And it's going to be, I mean, it's always going to be there.
Okay.
And it remembers where you were last time when you were on.
So
when you come, like,
whatever you've completed is always available then?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Always. Oh, it's not going away.
No, but I'm talking about, okay, I pay for a year subscription.
Yeah.
And after the year, I don't renew.
Oh, no, it's not going to be there anymore. You're not going to be able to get to it if you don't renew. That's correct.
Okay.
But hopefully you will remember and learn from what you're doing there.
Okay.
Other than that, the only thing you can do is, once you start doing this, is see what books. I mean, there's a lot of books available out there.
Yeah.
And you can see what goes together with it.
Okay.
That can enhance it.
Do you do a certificate or anything when you complete a course, or
no?
Just okay.
No, I did recommend that to the company to do some kind of a certificate.
Some kind of recognition.
Exam. Yeah, because that's important. But come on, for $99.
Yeah, I know. I know your pricing is real good.
Yeah.
You go to Office Depot, buy a pack of certificates.
Yeah, you can do that.
Your own,
and now you've taken all kinds of things that you're certifiable for.
I may do it. I may do it for people who pass.
Okay.
And sign it.
I'm certifiable.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your help.
Sure, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star at 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound at 50 on your Alltel cell phone. These are free calls. And this hour, we take any calls about any computer-related subject, comments or questions.
But please, no web addiction calls.
No web, Mayor, please, stop the web addiction calls. We don't want to talk about that anymore.
We're inundated, can't take anymore. Poor Molly over there can barely hold a phone in her right hand anymore.
Yep, she can't do it.
I think it's carpal tunnel, I really do.
Yeah, carpal...
Talk
carpal
much?
Bridge. Carpal bridge?
No idea.
Okay. Yeah, any question or comment, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, or pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And like I said, these are free calls, and we pay for them. So if you're in your car, you're welcome to do that. Eddie mentioned the classes on Delta Force.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you asked me a couple of months ago that you wanted to do it, and I forgot all about it. Sorry.
Surprise.
But there's quite a few people that are doing it now, and the comments that I get is, wow, I mean, why didn't you do that before? Apparently, it's real easy. I did not take any of them. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time to do it. But I did look at the demo one in the beginning when I decided to offer this. And it is nice, but I didn't know that even if you take the more technical ones, it makes it easy for you. People that didn't know anything are getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is great. This is exactly why it's there. It's for people to enhance and learn what they're doing. Larry decided he's going to do it just to brush up on VB.
Mm-hmm. And the certificate idea. I mean, Eddie, with the certificate idea,
yeah, that's...
I see something like that more as a, I need to learn this stuff. Good. Now I know it. Let me start using it.
Yeah.
Not so much... Oh, yeah, look, my boss said, hey, look, I took this class. No, but for your own knowledge and to make yourself better.
Absolutely.
Improve yourself.
Yeah, because...
So that when you go to a job fair, this is going to feed right into this job fair thing. This is working well.
I heard you had some other...
I do have a piece of advice.
People.
If you attend the job fair tomorrow, make sure you take your ID badge off. They don't need to know where you currently work. If it's around your neck, attached to your belt, clipped to your shirt, take your ID badge off. So, John, you work for Nortel. Oh, that's nice.
They're right there. Somebody's looking at you really hard.
They're waving. They're calling you over. Do you know them? No, man, I don't know them. Man, I don't know them at all. Her name's Mary. I still don't know her. Or actually, you should go to your own company's booth and just walk over and say, you know, I'm not here looking for a job. I'm just here to provide moral support for you finding new people. It just so happens I thought I'd come by and see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And if you see me talking to somebody else, I'm just being friendly.
No. That's all I'm doing. I'm just being friendly.
Just being friendly.
Yeah. 860-0850. Just friendly.
And I just happen to have a stack of resumes with me. Ah! I just hit the printer for some reason. I really don't need these at all. Here, take two.
They just came out. That's right.
That's right.
Keep them here.
That's right.
For our company. Anybody else.
I won't be giving them away, and give me a promotion if you can. Oh, I'd like to apply for that job. But then my boss will know.
Going back to what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
You're traveling all over the country.
Yes.
Teaching.
Yes.
Is there an area around the country that is more concentrated with people who want to learn?
Like a geek center?
Sort of. I mean, do you find...
Not really. In the stuff that we've done, we get calls from all over the country saying, can you come out to Seattle? Can you come out to Boise, Idaho? Can you come out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota? And come on site and do a class for 8 people that we have we need to teach Visual Fox Pro to. Can you come out and do that? I haven't found that, you know, I'm in Dallas all the time. Not at all. It's just all over the country.
And what is the least expected place that you found yourself in? That you never thought that anybody there would care about computers.
You know, I'm processing, trying to find something fun in here. processing. Helena, Montana. Never been there, but it's the capital. I thought I'd impress you with that.
Yeah.
Never been there, but it sounded good. It's out in Booneyville. Had a guy come to one of our classes here in town from Anchorage, Alaska. Flew all the way in from Anchorage. And boy, were his arms
tired.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
So web addicts. Get on the phone.
No. Don't want to hear anything from WebAddicts. Don't want to hear a word from WebAddicts. Like you say, they don't exist.
That's right.
They are not out there. They don't exist. They are not a problem. If you think that you're a web addict or your wife or your husband, then guess what?
They're not.
They're not. People decided it's not.
Not so much.
No.
Not so much.
Talking about Delta Force offering the courses, also another offer by Delta Force that I like to mention every time is the free internet access.
Mm-hmm.
For people that don't use the net much or would like to have a secondary account, an emergency account, 10 free hours a month of internet access. So just go to www.deltaforce.net and click on the free internet button right next to the web-based classes.
So this is a completely free 10 hours
of internet access? Completely free. You do pay for a setup fee, like normal accounts, but there's no charge.
That's cool.
Up to 10 hours a month, there's no charge.
So I can be on there just for 10 hours?
You can be on it for just 10 hours, absolutely. Okay. That's fine with me.
Now, after 10 hours, does it drop you?
After 10 hours, it charges you $4 an hour.
Because
it's not made for people to use over.
What you could do is possibly have that set up for, it gets to 10 hours, it's dropped, give it to a kid, and say, here, you get 10 hours a month. Go. Whatever. There's an idea. Something along those lines.
Good point.
So a parent can say, you get 10 hours a month. That's all you get.
Use it the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point. Yes.
I said something smart.
You said something smart.
I better write it down.
Yep. 2 points.
That's one.
2 points. That is a very, very good idea. I'll talk with Ron about it and see if we can accomplish something like this. Very nice. Okay, 860-0850, star 50 on Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, free calls. What?
That's why I'm here.
What?
I'm here to help you.
For moral support.
That's why. Like, the job fair, moral support. I'm not looking for a job. I'm here for moral support. Although that Intel booth looks very job-friendly over there.
Yeah. And I want to see what they've got there that I can use.
Checking out the competition, because you need to know what the competition's doing.
That's it.
That's why you go. You stop by the booth. Say you work for Nortel. You stop by the Nortel booth. Hi, how you doing? I'm going to go check out Intel, see what they got. I'll check the competition. You stay here. That's what it is.
That's what it's for, to see what... I want to see how much they pay over there.
Keep it up with the Joneses.
I can tell you. Yep.
How much you should be paying me over here.
I'm going to tell you what they're paying, so you know exactly what I'm worth. I am not going to ask for a job. I am getting information to tell you about. I'm just
going
to tell you what's going on over there.
Speak clearly into the plant. Yeah. I love my job.
860-0850. Let's talk to Bill in his car. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fine.
I've been listening to you guys for a while. You were really dying earlier.
Oh, you're killing me. Yep, blame me. I'm done for that.
But I couldn't. I was all the way down in Lumberton, and it wouldn't let me get through. Alto wouldn't let me get through with the pound 850. I'm now closer to Raleigh.
Oh, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't work if you're out of the roaming zone.
Interesting. I didn't think that. You're Alltel.
Exactly.
Yeah. You see, with Bell South Mobility, there is no roaming in North, South Carolina, Western, Eastern Tennessee, and all that.
Oh yeah. You learn something new every day.
Yep.
Moral of the story.
So what's up?
So anything. Anyway, I'm going to talk about the web addiction that you don't want people to call in about anymore.
Dude, man, are you like jonesing right now? You're in your car, man. Don't you have a wireless hookup to the web?
I'm actually a physician.
Uh-huh.
And I have treated people who have web addiction. I have a couple of stories. One is a guy who came in with a clot in his leg called a DVT. And his story is, he told me for 6 months he'd been sitting in his basement during the day doing the stock quotes and trading stocks, and then at night surfing the Rated X website. Just has been sitting there, and one of the risk factors for getting these clots in your legs, we think of, is just stasis, not moving around, and so forth. So he had spent so much time on his computer on the web that he got a clot in his leg.
Wow.
Life-threatening.
And you're not joking now, right?
I am not kidding you.
Boy. Mm. So apparently... What,
you're going to be sitting down a long time.
Well,
man. You got it. Hours in a row.
Man.
So it happened.
But did he make any money stock trading?
I asked him that, actually. I was going to get some tips from him.
I'll fix your leg. Give me a few tips.
That's right. He sounded like he was not making out too well either way.
You can
imagine a guy who spends most of his life in his basement.
Yeah. But did you fix him?
We fixed his clot.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I'm not sure about the web addiction.
Very interesting, Bill. Very interesting. So people should watch out for that. So what is your advice? People, how long should people be sitting in front of a computer before they get up and stretch and move around?
Well, I probably would say I don't actually have an exact amount, but
yeah.
I think reasonably you shouldn't spend any more time than an hour, hour and a half before you get up and walk around. Same advice we give people who go on long trips in an airplane,
mm-hmm.
Not to sit still for more than an hour before you get up and walk around.
Mm-hmm.
He was an extreme case, though. Sounds like I'm going to lose you guys.
All right. Well, thanks for the information, Bill.
Absolutely.
And drive carefully.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Want to send a message that they'll hear?
I am the one professional wrestler who has never worn women's clothing.
Get in and get on.
Point.
Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is again 860-0850, star 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. We take any computer-related questions or comments this hour, and calls are free. We want to answer them. We want to help you. We are here to help you. But if you don't call in and ask, we cannot help you.
It's so obvious.
It is?
It's perfectly clear to me.
Then you, next time I'm going to leave you home so you can call in.
Doesn't mean I can't call from here, though. Hello? Are we? Hi, my name's Jim. I'm addicted to my own voice.
Oh. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take that. Let's talk to Tab.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning. I'm thinking about building a computer in the next couple of months, and I was going to just going to ask you guys what you thought about the AMD Athlon processor.
Great processor.
Really? I mean, versus like the Intel Pentium 3. I mean, is this?
I will go with AMD any day instead of an Intel.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that? I mean, price?
AMD, well, beside the price, which is obvious, but AMD is still trying to prove to the world that they are a worthy opponent.
Yeah.
So they're going to put product that is very good at the marketplace. There will also, if you have a problem, there'll be somebody to help you. While with Intel, it's sort of like already established. There's that arrogance. There's that, hey, we don't care. People use it. You don't want to use it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't like that attitude. But the Athlon is better than and faster than any of the P3s.
Yeah. I've seen all the benchmarks and stuff. I've just been kind of worried about, I mean, is AMD going to be a viable company?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're not going anywhere.
All right.
We thought they would be gone last year when P2s and Celerons came out and nobody licensed them to produce them like they did with Cyrix.
Yeah.
And we see where Cyrix is today, huh?
Yeah.
And AMD is still there.
Yep.
So I don't think they're going anywhere.
All right, thanks.
All right, Tap, take care.
Bye.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Now, if you build a motherboard with dual Athlon processors, would that be a biathlon motherboard?
That would be a biathlon. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And if there's three, that'd be
Ba-boom.
A triathlon. But there's no quadathlon. Triathlon. I have a triathlon processor. Really? It runs triathlons? Not so much.
And your calls are coming up, Nick. Right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Hey, welcome back to Computer Science Down on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is again 860-0850. Start 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone. Pound at 50 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. We pay for them. And we have 5 minutes left here. Maybe somebody will still call about web addiction, you think? You think?
Not so much.
No, huh?
Not so much.
Fat chance, huh? This has been a lot of fun, Jim. I mean, thanks for doing this. We need to do it more often.
I enjoyed being here.
Would you like to do this more often?
This is a good thing.
Okay.
I'm so touched.
Oh.
Although we didn't have like
it's not my hand. I don't know who was there.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's just me. Damn. We didn't have like the Microsoft moment from Larry or the
No, we didn't. Isn't that refreshing?
I think Larry just took a shot. Like we have like dead airtime. He's making hand gestures at me. I'm getting that keep talking routine here.
Okay. He called and he didn't want to get on the air, huh? Well, I don't see why I should answer him. If he didn't want to talk to me, why should I talk to him? If you change servers, how do you
get the data from
eliminate losing all your settings. I don't know what server he's talking about, whether he's talking about internet, whether he's talking about... he's changing from Mindspring to Earthlink. That's very interesting. You know why?
Because Earthlink bought Mindspring.
Right. It's the same company. If you change your ISP, then you have to lose your settings. You don't lose your bookmarks. You don't lose your old email, but you have to change the mail servers, obviously, because the company is... I don't know, with Mindspring and the whole thing, they may be using the same mail servers. The deal is not until the beginning of next year. So, yeah, they do have different servers right now. So you'll keep the old mail, but you change the mail servers and start getting the new mail from the new servers. So I know that Earthlink and Mindspring use proprietary software of their own, there may not be a way for him to save it. I'm thinking about straight through, if you're using Eudora and Netscape, you don't have to lose anything. So it would have been a help if he was online to see exactly what he wants, but I hope that helps. You did a good job.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, not me. Never me.
We have to start winding down here now.
Oh, you're just telling me how nice it was to have me here.
It was very nice to have you here, and I hope you'll do it again more often.
This is a good thing.
I'll push you. I'll push you.
Right off a cliff.
Do you want to say good morning to anybody, senora?
My wife, Christine, may be listening, so I should talk to her. Say good morning, Christine. Of course, Gretel is probably listening, too. Gretel, my dog. No, I just said good morning, Gretel. Now, you just said have a nice day. That's about it, though.
Okay. Again, Jim, thank you very much for filling in for Larry. This was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you had
this. This was a lot of fun. Thank you very much. Again, Jim is with TechNote Consulting, Computer Consulting. Where can people reach you?
The website is www.takenote.com.
And if they want to call you?
It's here in Raleigh, 870-9000.
870-9000. Again, thanks. And I want to remind everybody again that tomorrow, the job fair over at Sheraton Imperial Hotel at in RTP, starting at 10 until 7. At 10, there's a seminar, free seminar, and then the job fair is 11 till 2. And then at 3 o'clock, the seminar again, and job fair open at from 4 till 7. So go, if you need a job, go look at it.
But take off your ID badge first.
Yep, absolutely. that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Radio 850 The Buzz, the voice of the Hurricanes, and to Computers 99. Thank you, Molly, for producing and screening. Thank you very much. As usual, practice safe computing. Back up your hard drive, and don't forget to use a virus scanner. We'll be back here next Sunday at 8. Until then, keep your dial right here on the station and bring you Imus in the Morning, Mike Solardi, Adam Gold, Morgan Patrick, ESPN, and more. Sports Radio 850. Bye-bye.